This is a Collider.com audio interview.
We were actually told about you wanting to be a veteran.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So when did you want to start doing that?
Well, I really like animals, so, when I was, like last year or something, I really wanted to be a veterinarian. I don't know when it started, but I wanted to do that for a while, so.
Don't you think it would be hard to work with sick animals?
Yeah, it would, but I would like making them, better and stuff, so.
What grade are you
in? I'm in fourth grade.
And do you get tutored on the set, or do you go to a regular school?
Well, I'm homeschooled, so when we do movies in, like, New York or sometimes you get a studio teacher or, I don't know if you can do that in New York, but in, North Carolina or something, you can, my mom can teach me, mm-hmm. but in, New York and L.A., you have to have a studio teacher, so.
Can you talk about delightful little girl you play in this film, what she like and what fun it was for you being her?
Well, I had a lot of fun. Olive is, she's very fun, she's very happy, and she really loves beauty pageants and loves dancing. So, she's just trying to, she gets very excited when she finds out that she's going to one of the beauty pageants that she's wanted to be in, so that's pretty much what Olive's like.
And how much did you like her? What do you think of her yourself?
Oh, I think she's... I like her a lot. I think she's really cool. She was really fun to play.
Alan Gray Grandpa said you had to do two emotional scenes, pretty heavy emotional scenes in one day, crying and what was the other one?
Avoiding his words.
Yeah. Now, was that a hard switch for you to make, or at your age, is it easier? In other words, if you have to cry, you make the tears come out, and then 20 minutes later you're doing another scene and you got to be happy?
No, it's not that hard. I mean, basically you just, you just think of, when I was doing the crying scene, I wasn't really thinking of Alan as Alan. I was more thinking of him as one of my real grandpas, but both of my grandpas passed away, so that kind of made me a little sad. I find it harder to be doing a happy scene and then 20 minutes later doing a sad scene than doing a sad scene and then 20 minutes later doing a happy scene. For me, it was harder.
What's your view of beauty pageants? Your own view?
I think that, all, the girls worked very hard on it. I don't know if I would ever really want to do it, though, because I like acting too much, so I wouldn't want to give that up, so. But I think that they, most of the people that do it, they like it a lot, so that's why they're doing it.
What kind of friends do you have? I mean, playmates or...
What do you mean?
Do you hang around kids, other kids that are into acting or the arts or just... ordinary old soccer kids down the street, and then you go to work.
I don't have really a lot of friends that are actors. I have a couple friends that are actors, but
just who do you hang out with?
Yeah, well, most of my friends, they are just they don't act or anything. They're just
Do they treat you different? Like, oh wow, she's the one.
No, actually, they just sort of, treat me, we'll be talking, and I'll be like, oh, yeah, so I'm going to do this movie, or my movie's coming out soon, and they're like, oh, that's cool. Anyways, let's just go do this. So we don't really talk about it that much, But they think it's cool, but they don't really, treat me, differently about it.
And how do you get on with your brother, of course, also?
What?
How do you get on with your brother? Do you actually see a lot of him? Because he's often filming as well.
Oh, yeah, I do see him a lot. I mean, he does travel a lot, so that's, sometimes I don't see him, but, some of the time, he'll be, if he goes to, L.A. or something, me, my mom, and him will, go out there, and then my dad will come for a little while, and then because my dad works at home, so he has to go back and forth. So, but I do. But I do, I do see my brother a lot, though.
Do you get on well?
Yeah, I do.
Is your family anything like the family in this movie?
I don't think so. I mean, every family has its, issues or problems, but I don't think, I wouldn't call my family, that much like them, but.
How are they different?
I think my family is a little bit more sane than, a little less crazy, but, I just think that they, I think they're, they're just different some way. I don't know why. Because, my family is, kind of, it's mostly together, And then, the Hoover family seems like sometimes, they're in a bit of a pickle sometimes, so.
What city do you live in?
I live in New York, so Manhattan, yeah.
Olive is sort of one of the rocks of her family. Is very strong when everybody else is kind of falling down.
Yeah.
I'm thinking in particular of the scene where you go hug your brother out in the desert. Very touching scene. What is it about Olive that really makes her the strong one in this crazy family?
I think that she's, just very, she doesn't really, I think she's more happy with herself than some of the other family, but so she, she just is more happier than some of the family because, I don't think she really knows that much of what's going on with her family, so I think that makes her a little bit more happy, so.
Where was most of this film shot?
it was filmed in Los Angeles, but mainly in Palmdale.
Oh, okay.
And some of it, we were in Ventura for a couple days. So.
What's it like having Toni Collette as your mum? Can you talk a bit about what what she's like?
She's really nice. She's cool, But everybody's really nice. So, but she was a lot of fun to work with, and so is everybody else.
Can you say how she was fun at all?
One thing. Well, I don't know. I mean, she's just like, really nice, and she, was always, happy on the set and stuff, so I think that made her fun.
I think I could be wrong about this information, but I think you're working with Scott Hicks.
Yeah, I just finished working with him.
And you worked with Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So can you talk about that a little bit?
That was a lot of fun to work with. It was, it's still untitled, but, so it's Catherine Zeta-Jones and Aaron Eckhart, who's also at Sundance, so, and then, so we saw him there, but, it was a lot of fun working on that also. We shot that in New York, actually.
Well, could you actually talk about what that film's about? I know it's not Arkansas, a little bit of sunshine, a little bit, but, curious, could you just talk about that for a second? Like, what's about, what you play in that?
Okay, it's about Catherine Zeta-Jones plays my aunt, and so what happens is that she's this really big New York chef. So I live with her because me and my mother got into a car accident, and so my mother died in it. So she has to take care of me, but we really. It's just, she doesn't know what to do with me, really, because she, she's, very,
Is she mean to you?
No, she's not mean to me. She just doesn't know, what to do. She, she's very upset about her sister dying and stuff, so she just doesn't really know what to feed me or what to give me or how to take care of me and stuff like that. So, most of the movie is just her trying to find out how to, take care of me.
Do you still audition?
Mm-hmm. Sometimes,
well, yes. What's that like? I mean, now that you got some work under your belt, some pretty heavyweight work, what's it like going there and seeing a little competition?
No, I'm not like that, no. I get very nervous, you know, just because, you know. Most of the time when I'm doing an audition, I have to cry in it. And it's so much harder to cry in an audition than it is when you're doing a movie. Only because, you know, you don't have any other actors, so you're basically just, you know, talking to, like, somebody behind, like, a video camera, so that's very hard, you know?
What do you like to do when you're off the set and you're not around any of this at all, no people asking you weird questions? You like to play with dolls or rattlesnake collection or what?
I like to, you know, talk to my cousins on the phone over and over and over again.
Oh, yeah, sure.
We talk on the phone for like 3 hours at a time. Oh, and the only time
was that phone bill.
But the only time we ever stop talking is when she's like, okay, Abby, I'm going out right now. Can I call you when I get back? And I'm like, yeah. Or I'll be like, you know, both of them, you know, I'll be like,
where do they live?
They live in New Jersey. So, but I'll be like, hey, listen, can I call you back? I need to go eat, but can I call you when I get back? They're like, oh, yeah, sure. I like to talk on the phone, and I like to swim, so it's fun.
I loved your red boots in the film. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know, they are good.
Is your fashion sense more like your character? Do you like some of the outfits that she had on? What do you usually wear?
I don't know if I would say that my style's like Olive's. I'm more of just, you know, I don't really, you know, most of, some of my friends are like, you know, they're very, you know, girly, and they like to wear, you know, like skirts and, you know, like pink t-shirts and stuff like that. I'm not really like that. I sort of just like, you know, usually I just wear like jeans, sneakers, and a t-shirt, and that's all. But, no, I wouldn't say that my fashion is really like Olive's that much.
How much have you been influenced by your big brother in terms of going into acting? Did he, you know, was he a big inspiration for you, or did you just come across it on your own? I want to be an actress. How did it all get going?
I thought it was kind of cool because I, you know, saw him go on audition, so I thought it was kind of cool what he was doing. But I also wanted to do it myself too.
What got you doing it? Do you think, were you in school plays or when you were little?
No,
even littler.
No, I was actually. I can't even remember because it was a really long time ago. But mainly, I just, you know, I started doing commercials and then I did movies and stuff. So.
How hard was it to learn your dance in the movie?
It took 2 weeks for me to learn it, and it took me 2 weeks, but it was a lot of fun. I had a really great choreographer, and it was Margaret. I forget her last name, but she had an assistant, Jen. They were really nice, so they let me do some of my own moves in it, too, so.
What did you think of that routine, especially at the end, when you're, rah!
I thought it was a lot of fun.
You're grossing everybody out.
Yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. I mean, I don't really know. I mean, I think it was a lot of fun, but, you know, whenever I see the movie, I'm like, oh my goodness, but I can't believe I did that. But I did think it was a lot of fun. So.
Do you still have fun when you're working on a really serious movie?
Yeah, I do, because, you know, not, like, you know, I do serious movies, but at least, like, you know, one or two scenes are, you know, fun and funny in it, so, yeah.
What do you spend your money on if you can? I know probably it gets put away, but, you know, when you can go out and do whatever you want with your money, because you must be earning quite a lot. What do you do with it?
I'm not allowed to use any of my money till I'm like 18, right? I don't know. I think that's it. Yeah, I'm not 21. allowed to. 21. No, I'm not allowed to use any of my money till I'm like 21. So I can't really use any of that, but I do get an allowance, so.
What do you do with your allowance? How much is it?
I get $10. We get $1 for every birthday. So, my brother's 14, so he gets $14.
What do you do with it, your money? Do you save it or spend it?
It depends on if I want to save up for something, then I save up for it. But if I just, if I'm not saving up for anything, then I just, spend it on,
You don't like American Girl dolls like my girls?
Oh, no, I love American Girl dolls, but I don't think that $10 is enough for them.
Thank you.